Why is 10/6/6 an important date?
It's one of those really interesting dates because it so easily could have gone another way. It's sort of like George Washington being, you know, caught in the fog of Manhattan. If he's captured at the very beginning of the American Revolution is over. The same thing is true in the Battle of Hastings. Had the weather not changed when it did, had it changed earlier, had it changed later, it would have been too late for him to cross. Had it changed earlier, he would have run into Harold's army. And if Harold had won at the Battle of Hastings, if he had issued even leadership, if he had showed leadership at the Battle of Hastings and had not allowed his men, see, the problem was the English kept running down the hill after in small groups and then were butchered. Had he done that or listened to his brother and stripped the countryside of supplies, any one of these things could have defeated William. And had he done that, England would have been much more attracted to the, I think, northern orbit of Norway, Iceland, you know, Sweden, and much less to the continent. The English kingdom that Harold ruled over was much more democratic, in a way. The king was elected than William. Normandy was much more feudal. And one of the things that William brought was a much strengthened monarchy and a, you know, strong feudal system. So you can make the argument, it's debatable, but you can make the argument that perhaps democracy would have evolved, you know, quicker under Harold's successors than William's. But again, that's highly debatable. One thing that I think is sure is that the Anglo-Saxons were never as expansive as the Normans. So would the kings of England have gone into Scotland or Wales? Well, Harold himself went into Wales to put down revolts, but never sort of as an outright conquest. They probably would have accepted some sort of overlord status. But would they have gone into Ireland? I don't think so. Would they have gone into Scotland or Wales to conquer them? I don't think so either. So you don't have Great Britain. And with a English world that's more drawn to the northern orbit and less in the continent's affairs, in the great age of discovery, you know, do you have English ships? Would I be speaking English right now sitting here in New York? Would it even be called New York? You know, I don't think so. You know, we'd be speaking Dutch, I guess, or more likely French or Spanish.
It'd still be New Amsterdam.
Still be New Amsterdam, yeah. I mean, would the Spanish Armada have been defeated? Would, yeah, I mean, it just goes on and on from there. Had the weather been different in, you know, 1066, we might not be sitting here today. I mean, I always root for Harold. I have to be honest. He's the underdog. He's a much more sympathetic character than William for me. But nevertheless, and I would never have wanted to actually live through the conquest. But I think on balance, and it pains me to say this, but I think on balance, it's probably a good thing that William won. It's an odd thing to admit for a podcast on the Normans that you're sort of unhappy that the Normans won, but nevertheless.